There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetua.
That's right. You are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and Reginald Adetua hanging out with you on this election day and NFL trade deadline day. And although the reporting has been over the last day or two that the Texans are unlikely to make a move, people are still reeling and indeed dealing as a deal with the New Orleans Saints and the Washington Commanders has been announced or been reported. New Orleans is sending four-time Pro Bowl cornerback Marshawn Lattimore to the Commanders. So at least they stay in the NFC. That's not another team in the AFC getting better at the very least. But this is the thing that, and I'm sorry, I'm just going to keep hitting. I'm not trying to beat you over the head with this point. It just keeps popping up. Mm-hmm. So again, mea culpa if that is something that is a problem for you. But we don't know what the full compensation is.
God, I can't wait to see what it is.
At this moment, however, contractually, he will cost on the cap $605,000 for the remainder of the season. It feels like you're getting dues for the cheap. Like now, of course, again, I don't know like what the Commanders or what the Saints will cover when it comes to or what they'll do. Cap-wise, what will happen with actual trade compensation.
Okay, Rapp just tweeted.
Ian Rapoport.
Makes me
NFL
feel a
Network.
Little better.
Okay, what'd they give up?
The Saints are getting a third rounder.
Okay, all right.
Oh, man.
All right,
that's
so,
high.
Okay.
That's
right.
High.
Peace.
Yeah, you're out. I'm out.
Peace.
I'm out.
Okay, so yeah. I mean, and you didn't, I mean, this is a top of your depth chart cornerback, Marshawn
Lattimore.
Yeah,
but the compensation has been a lot less than that. For most players.
I would give him up for a third in a heartbeat, man.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm the Saints.
This season's over.
That's why they make this deal. Like they actually get less cap relief by trading him than they would with a restructure. However, that's a team that we all know. They're in the pits in some ways. Mm-hmm. They need that draft capital quite a bit.
It's time to rebuild.
So that third is going to go a long way.
They're sending
way.
A five back.
Okay, so that's a little bit of a swap, but still.
Reportedly. I mean, this is just coming in right now. But that does make me feel better. I'd have been a little hot if it was like sixth rounder.
Sixth round swap.
I'd have been a little hot. Yeah. But now I'm not. So
But thankfully, no AFC team gets better with that move. Right. All right, let's see about making these Texans better by doing our civic duty and voting. On this election day, I bring to you, actually the whole team brings to you, I'm not taking individual responsibility, the entirety of the In the Loop team brings to you your Houston Texans ballot measure.
Referendums, if you will.
Okay, very good. Yes. So we will bring you these propositions. You let us know if you vote yes.
That's better. Proposition.
Or no to them. And so, John Lopez.
Proposition one.
Thank you very
ladies
much.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you vote for this, yay or nay? Damian Pierce automatically will be slotted as the backup running back when healthy.
I know that voting doesn't work this way, but whatever, man. Like, whatever, man. Like, sure. Yes. We were talking in the break.
That's taking a stand.
That's right. If there's one thing I'm known for, is take a stand.
Yeah.
I guess I vote yes. Fine. Because ultimately, this is one of those things where if things are going well, it should not matter. He has had all of 14 snaps.
14 carries. That's it.
Carries. I should not say snaps.
14 carries. Let me put a little, before you cast your vote, Figgy and y'all, cast your vote, 713-572-4610.
5 Hour Energy fan line.
He's only had 14 carries. There is a Dari Ogunbowale factor working here. And J.J. Taylor didn't look like a chump when he carried the ball.
I enjoyed seeing J.J. Taylor. I have all season long.
Yeah.
But again, that's another dude who, if I look at the amount of carries that he's had, it's less than 14.
So but he's been on the field a lot less.
I can't make big sweeping generalizations on that.
14
but again,
carries?
That's the point. All these dudes been on the field a lot less because the man who needs to be on the field has been.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Joe Mixon, and he delivers 100 every time with a touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a vote yes because look, I know Dari has some moments and J.J. Taylor shows some flashes. I just don't feel like it was enough where I'm like Damian Pierce is out.
Yeah,
and plus, like you said, Joe Mixon been a bad man.
Mm-hmm.
So I at that point I felt like it don't even matter.
I mean, plus. Sorry, I didn't mean
I feel like it don't even matter because we ain't even seen Damian Pierce when Joe Mixon was out.
Yeah.
So it's not like Joe Mixon was out and Damian Pierce had to step in and it didn't work out. So if Joe Mixon's in there, I guess it is what it is. It don't even matter.
There you go. That's your favorite phrase, ain't it? It indeed is what it
Proposition
is.
Proposition
2. All right.
Yay or nay. If the Texans do not make a trade, and if you didn't here earlier, Jonathan Alexander reported that they will, in fact, not make a trade. We'll see if that's true, but that's where we are. If the Texans do not make a trade, Tytus Howard should move to guard. I know how B. Scott's going to vote, by the way.
Yeah.
But how do you guys vote?
B. Scott, he might have sold me. I think I'm going to vote no on this. I was thinking about possibly voting yes. I was an undecided voter. We know that there are plenty of those. And I've actually been... Don't laugh.
Oh, was that out loud?
I'm skipping this one at the ballot.
No, I'll vote no because I, for some reason, have not given enough respect to the idea that once back from concussion, I think Jared Patterson is going to be who they trust to play guard. And if you can, if it's possible to extrapolate 10 snaps as a sample size, he looks good
in
that situation. And I've talked a lot about you don't need a lot more at that left guard position. You just need enough to be serviceable so you can get some things.
I'm going
to
let Figgy cast the deciding vote on this show because I'm going to vote yes, he should move to guard. And the logic behind it is part of it is Jared Patterson, 10 snaps. That's barely a cup of coffee.
Sure.
So we don't know. We know Tytus Howard has been okay at that position, and I feel much more confident about replacing Tytus Howard at tackle with Blake Fisher than replacing Kenyon Green with Kendrick Green. So I'm going to say yes, move to guard.
I'm going to say no. And this is
the measure fails.
And this is why. You do have Patterson right there. You have a Kendrick Green. I feel like these guys are better than Kenyon Green.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the only way I would want Tytus Howard to be at guard is all of these cats got to get hurt. Where it's just like, man, we have no other choice but to put Tytus Howard there. I don't know if I'm ready to put Blake Fisher there at right tackle.
Yeah,
just yet.
This is up in the air for me. I mean, but I'd lean yes.
We'll get a lot of information with the injury reports when those start coming in, practice reports, because Kendrick Green with practice, what does he look like with actual like first team snaps if he has to, and then obviously if Jared Patterson is available, right? Like if he is out of concussion protocol. Then what are we seeing there, and is he able to go?
I don't know if you have any more on-field propositions, but I got two more propositions, Proposition 3, that are somewhat off-field.
Yeah, I don't have on-field propositions.
Proposition 3, D'Amico Ryans can no longer utter the words, we all have to play better.
This will pass. I will vote yes.
I will vote yes.
Yeah, me too.
God, that was frustrating.
It kind of show you how much of a former player or player's coach he is.
Yeah.
He would not point the finger at somebody, man.
Even when you should.
Yeah. I just feel like he won't do it, man. He ain't going to Doug Peterson it.
Yeah.
he going to say
just
us.
Just give me a little Ime Udoka. That's all I'm asking
for. Nah, he is not going to do it. We all we got.
Yeah, and I one of the things I absolutely hate, and I say this sincerely, is seeing how quickly a lot of Texans fans have become somewhat despondent.
Mm-hmm.
And that feels like it should not be the case, because I recognize that we have to find our, you know, we have to find a way to balance the mood and what we're talking
yes.
about. But there are a lot of things to be good about. But it feels like when you hear the same thing from the coach over and over, people start to lose a little bit of a belief in the idea that it'll actually happen. And it feels like that is something that is fixable in mm-hmm. his delivery, as we talk about things that are fixable.
Proposition 4 on the ballot, the Texans ballot measures. The H-Town blue uniform should be the permanent home uniforms, with the old original deep steel blue being the alternates.
Hmm. I don't know.
Controversy.
I vote no.
Mm.
I and this is one of those times where you don't vote for yourself, you vote for your friends and family that are very affected by this. And we saw a lot of people talking about, hey, it's a little hard to read this, ain't it?
It was. No, that's fair. I said that.
I'm voting for you, Lopez.
No, you're voting for me.
But yeah, I think that's tough, and I think it really is effective as a curveball in a way, mm-hmm. as a, you know, once in a while. Now, this is where it gets real spicy. If the NFL can get out the way and they can get, like, the real H-Town blue.
Well, then now we're talking. It isn't the NFL. It's that Amy Adams.
Okay.
Strunk.
All right. I was very concerned because I'm pretty sure I heard your thought there.
was that silence out loud?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Every once in a while, the silent pregnant pause is out loud. I'm still going to vote yes. I think they're good enough. Maybe a little white piping around the number so you can read it. A little better, but they are sweet uniforms, and the other ones should be the alternates. Figgy?
I'm going to vote no, to be honest, and this is why.
Mm-hmm.
I think these jerseys look so fly. Have you ever had, like, some fly shoes or a fly jersey or something like that you had and you just don't want to overwear it?
They're not every day.
Yeah, it's not every day.
Special occasion.
My Jordan 3s.
Yeah, like, you don't wear those every day.
Special occasion shoes.
You break them out, like, once in a while where people be like, oh, damn.
Let them know you mean business.
Yeah, so I don't want to do that to those jerseys, man. Not, or at least not yet. I'm actually fine with the way that the original ones. But, break those out maybe twice a year.
And that's another thing, is that the jerseys that they've settled on with kind of being the home and aways, mm-hmm. I guess, for lack of a better term. I know that we're not strictly sticking to color and white on the road and that kind of thing. But the ones that they've settled on here look really cool, too, already. And
by the way, it's Battle Red.
This Sunday.
Yeah, so I think they're going. Are they breaking out those new helmets?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they are.
Yes, sir.
Those are pretty sweet.
Yeah,
too.
Man, I like those uniforms, man.
Well, you'll see. A lot of people haven't seen them on the field. Well, no one has, really. But on the players, it looks really good. One more. Proposition 5 on the Texans' ballot measures here. Kenyon Green should no longer be a Texan after this season.
Ooh. I'm going to jump in here. I'm going to say yes.
That he should no longer be?
He should no longer. I think he needs a fresh start. He never really left the state of Texas. He mm-hmm. from Humble, went to Texas A&M, got drafted here. I think he just needs a fresh start, man.
Yeah, and I'll say yes as well, if for no other reason than you're still close enough to when he was drafted with a first-round pick. That I think somebody will have somebody will believe that they can fix him,
yes.
right? And I say that, like, you understand what I'm trying to say when I say that. I'm not mm-hmm. inherently saying that, oh man, he's entirely irreparably damaged or whatever. But somebody's going to have that belief of there. We know that there was some talent in there. We graded him out highly. Let us get our hands on him and we can make this happen. I think the Texans just have so many issues offensive line wise that particular development project might be out of your
way. And I think I think he just need to be around new personnel, mm-hmm. new coaching, because I don't know if the Houston Texans is going to get that badass offensive line coach that can get it out of them. So I think he better off just going somewhere else, man.
I'm with you. I'm going to vote yes. It's classic change of scenery. Dude needs a change of scenery. He tried the change of an attitude, came in looking in better shape.
I think he did all he can do, man.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, like, I don't know if it's him or if it's coaching, but I think he just needs to try something else, man.
Yeah.
Okay. So those are your Texans ballot measures for I was about to say for the 2024 election, but I don't know. We'll see if we have to go back to the polls at some point for a runoff of some sort. But there you go. Appreciate mm-hmm. you, Lopez, for bringing those to the fore. And a great question on the 5 Hour Energy fan line from the 346. Hold on, Lopez has Jordan 3.
Well, actually, I'm texting him
you
back
have to
right
add
now.
The Jordan 1s.
It's a Jordan 1s. And they actually are the original Jordan 1s, the actual shoes purchased in 1985.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember seeing those.
Classics.
Okay. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. And you know what? Just for as our very own I voted sticker of sorts, let's go ahead and give away some Texans tickets, bullpen tickets to the Detroit Lions game, Sunday Night Football.
Front row.
Front row, baby. You're going to love these. Caller number 10 right now, 713-572-4610 will win those tickets to go see the Texans face off against the Detroit Lions, Sunday Night Football, bullpen tickets. And you'll get to see those beautiful red jerseys up close and personal. Again, caller number 10. 713-572-4610. All right, coming up next, it's time for us to get into our lunchtime confessions brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, and we'll do that next on Sports Radio.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
All right, two confessions in one here. Number one, well, first, what happened? I took a tumble today on the parking lot. yes. We'll get to the laughing part.
Falling is funny.
Okay, so the first part of the confession is I'm sure glad nobody I know and really nobody was around when I fell. So the paint on the, you know, the little arrows and stuff on the, it gets slippery.
Slippery when it's, when it's wet.
So I was walking on the pavement, stepped on the paint, and my left foot was in front, and it went straight out. And my right knee just banged on the pavement, so it looked like I was downing a touchback on a kickoff. It looked like I just went straight out and boom, my right knee.
Lopez take a knee and it's over.
And my
should have returned. That's right. You should have returned it.
I should have returned it. But my knee bled for 2 hours.
Correct.
Almost 3 hours.
I honestly, I'm not gonna lie. I did not say this out loud, but I thought to myself at one point, that's not a good thing.
Like, it's a lot of blood.
Yeah. your knee should, or like, you know, it should kind of coagulate. The blood should coagulate and it should stop at some point.
It didn't.
Still going.
When the last time did you actually take a fall? Like, outside of this one?
I can't remember.
It's been a minute since I actually fell.
But
are we counting full falls or like half almost falls?
But
full falls, just okay, a full blown hit the ground.
It's still like that. It's still kind of seeping and oozing.
I feel like the almost falls hurts more than the actual fall.
Yes,
because your whole body tenses up.
Yeah.
And then now I'm sore.
But here's the second part of the confession.
That was me this morning.
I felt like it was a very graceful fall. Like I said, my left knee went out. Bam, I hit my right knee real hard, popped back up. I should have just raised my hand like, you know, like they do on the kickoff. All good. But
thumbs up.
and part of the confession is y'all guys were laughing. Where do falls rank on the funny meter?
Ooh, I don't know. The problem is I don't think that there's a singular fall ranking. I feel like there's various different falls that go to
different
levels.
What did Figgy say before the show? If it's like an awkward looking dude, or was that
no,
you?
No, that was Sean Pendergast.
Oh, that was Sean Pendergast. Yeah, okay.
I don't know if he wanted us to put that out there.
That's however. All right.
Yeah. To me, I feel like age is very important in who falls.
Old is funnier?
If it's old, I won't laugh until I realize he's fine. And yeah. If he laugh about it, then I'm going to crack up.
But young is funny.
Young is funny, yeah.
I feel like young is also in that place where you got to make sure everything's good. But if here's the problem, and not maybe not problem, just kind of people that are generally in like, you know, prime of your life years, mm-hmm. or even like, I guess, before middle age, if we're talking maybe like 30s or whatever, I guess we can lump that in with prime of your life years. Ain't nobody giving no sympathy.
That's it.
If you are alive, it is hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I just be worried, like, if it's an old lady who kind of stumbles.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, bad things can happen.
But like me, I would be funny.
Yes.
As long as
you're okay.
I will make sure you okay first. If Lopez kind of, because Lopez, you good at laughing. You're laughing off.
Oh, yeah.
Off.
Like I said, it was a graceful fall.
You laughing off, I'm a crack up. But if you legit hurt, then I'm going to be concerned.
Especially if you fall in like stages, right? Like people that fall
when
in
you stumble
stages,
and fall? Now that's funny.
When it's like, here's the first part of the fall. Here's the second part. Oh, there it is.
I'm over dramatic. And my family always laugh at me. I'll be like, oh my God. Everybody like, man, you're doing the most. Like, you ain't see that person fall?
Yeah.
Appreciate the 832 for looking out for Lopez's interest. Call Busby. You may have a case.
I could sue the building.
Hey, we might not be working here
that
no more.
That paint is slippery.
And there are no signs that indicate.
Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, and I'm not. It's just for the record.
You ain't see that yellow sign out there?
Just so everybody knows, I will not. But that paint really is slippery. I've slipped on it before, but I fell. So,
you're turning it, instead of litigation, now you're turning it into a public service announcement.
It's a public service announcement.
Yeah, it was raining today.
No,
fix the paint.
Have you walked down the sloping hill part of the parking lot?
On paint?
When it's raining?
Heck no, I don't want to.
No, it's a couple times where I joke back like, oh, one of those. And
that almost fall?
Yeah.
That's cute that y'all,
that's very painful.
Y'all parking up where all the water is. I'm parking down in the basement, baby.
Exactly.
The elevator is dry,
I did park under today because it was raining like crazy.
The elevator is indeed dry. Watch this. These are my confessions. I gotta confess, I think that I found the very first of the Rockets lineups that I think I absolutely love.
Is Amen in it?
Amen is in it. The Rockets were playing the Knicks last night, mm-hmm. and at one point you had Reed Shepard, Jalen Green, Amen Thompson, Tari Eason, and Alperen Şengün on the floor together, and I was like, oh my God, I think I love this.
Yeah, I like that lineup.
Right, especially mm-hmm. because with Jalen Green and the way that he's been playing, kind of being at point almost, mm-hmm. you saw a lot of Reed Shepard able to get some shots off.
Yeah.
Then Amen and Tari are so good at ranging, so you have Alpi, you know, in cover,
I do,
you know,
like that
defending
lineup.
But then you have Amen coming up behind and cleaning up a lot of things.
He can defend, like,
they fly around
off
a lot. Yeah. Tari has been fantastic. In fact, we might have to have a conversation here soon about if Tari is trying to push his way outside of just being like sixth and seventh man with Amen and possibly into a starting type of role, right? But I just loved that lineup, and I was like, all right, cool. I haven't even done any of the lineup queries just because we're like six games in, something like that. Or it's no, seven games in, and I don't even know how much stock I'm supposed to put in these stats just yet.
Yeah.
But that lineup, Reed, Jalen, Amen, Tari, Alperen, kind of love it.
Yeah, I like it.
Kind of love it.
Yeah. Watch this.
These are my confessions. So I went to the Taste of the Texans last night. Mm-hmm. Stopped by. It was a super cool event, man. I always enjoy going to that. This is my second year doing it. And I got to confess, I don't know if I trust this organization after last night, man. The Houston Texans.
Oh, really? Wow.
Oh, no.
Look, man. So when you walking around there for the Taste of the Texans, there's a lot of food. And, you know, you could go up to a table, get samples. They passing out champagne and rosé and all that good stuff. Ooh. They also had a tray. And I don't even think this was a shot. But they had a tray with some drinks on it with gummy bears and some type of alcohol. Man, that drink was strong as hell, man. That drink was so strong, I couldn't even finish it, man. I took a sip. I'm like, what? I'm like, wow. I'm like, no. It kind of fooled you, too, because it got the little gummy bears in there. Yeah. You think it's a sweet little drink? Nah, man. Dangerous. That was rubbing alcohol. That was gasoline. And I'm like, I had to tell a couple people. I'm
89
like,
octane?
Huh? I'm like, nah, don't. I'm like, hey, man, this is too strong. To the point, the people that was serving it, that was walking around with it, I'm like, man, that drink is strong. They were like, yeah, it's really. I'm like, do they sell this during the game? I'm like, I hope they do. They actually sell these during the game.
And what was this drink again?
It was some type of alcohol with gummy bears in it.
Wow.
Like, if you was there last night, I'm sure you probably seen it or tried it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, that should be illegal.
Just a reminder to anybody going to the game. Like, yeah. If you find a gummy bear drink,
you better have a driver to take you home.
Go ahead and get you a water right there.
I couldn't even finish it, man. I'm like, nah, man. Like, I ain't drinking this on a Monday night.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Weekend's different. When Monday night, you're like, I can't.
I'm like, man, I'm fine with the rosé, the champagne, and or even just a regular little drink, man. Yep. Yep. But that strong shot, I'm like, nah, y'all. I know y'all ain't selling these during the game. That's wild, man. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I never learn ever. College football rankings are coming out today, and I am going to be plugged in. Why? I have no idea.
You're a creature of habit. That's why.
I have no idea.
We're all creatures of habit.
Don't. Matter.
No.
One bit.
I'm so glad that we agree on this particular
one
take.
Bit. But that sucks you in.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I understand the utility of them. That's the thing that's really upsetting with me, because I would love to just be like, this doesn't matter. It's stupid and I hate it all.
Yeah.
But the utility of it matters. One of the big useful or like things that makes it useful is when you were trying to figure out, hey, what game do I want to watch? Them little numbers next to the schools matter so much.
Yeah.
Right. You see two little numbers and you go, okay, this game is worth my time. Right?
Yeah.
That is a big part of what we're doing here. But it's going to be tough for you to be able to tell me that at the end of the year that you are actually taking just these resumes, looking at the fullness of the resume, and then ranking them then without any level of bias being filtered in after all of these other experimentations of you ranking them for the previous week. You're not going to tell me that.
There's going to be a team with two losses maybe on the top 12 today that might end up with four or five losses. You know?
That's right.
They really could. And we're like, hey, we were number 11 in November. Okay, well, what did that get you?
An important game, maybe College Game Day, you know, like, the money of this matters. And of course, it gives you something to watch. And on a day like today, usually on Tuesdays, I'm like, you can find something better to watch. And maybe you can still find something better to watch. I feel like there's a lot of people that are going to be looking for another thing to watch because you remember that one thing that's happening today?
Trade deadline?
Yeah, that thing that ends at 3 p.m., that one.
Yeah.
The other thing that's happening today, there's going to be a lot of people looking to get away from it. And maybe, just maybe, the college football playoff rankings will be your escape.
There you go. Watch this.
These are my confessions. For me, and maybe I don't know, for others, people kind of hate this drink. I think it's officially fall for me when it's tea season. And I have already had two cups of tea today because I am fighting through it with my...
I can't tell.
Yeah.
Usually you can tell.
I couldn't tell either.
Yeah. Good. So the lozenges and the tea is helping.
Mm-hmm.
But your man's fighting through it. Like, I had a questionable designation coming into the game, and we are fighting through it play to play right now.
Mm-hmm.
But thankfully, it's going well. But yeah, I can always tell when, and maybe, you know what it is? It's go change the sheets.
Yeah.
Go change the filter, because it feels like maybe might be coming down.
Hot tea's underrated.
Yeah.
I don't drink enough hot tea. I should just put it in the cycle. Yeah. Put it in the routine.
Honestly, I think everybody that do radio like us should drink some tea.
Yeah.
Like, you should always drink some tea, because
hot tea.
A lot of talking, man, that can kind of mess up your voice a
little
bit.
That's right. Although I will say, I said that it might be like the weather changing and all that. It also might be that I went hard at karaoke this weekend, and maybe I brought my own demise on it. So I didn't want to make that clear. But yeah, those are your lunchtime confessions here on a Tuesday in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. A couple of things, news notes that have come down on this trade deadline day. We mentioned the idea that Marshon Lattimore was traded to the Washington Commandos. from New Orleans. New Orleans got a lot more compensation than we gave them credit for. New Orleans officially is getting a third-round pick, a fourth-round pick, and a sixth-round pick back from a deal that they made with Washington prior for John Ridgeway. And Washington gets, obviously, Marshawn Lattimore and a fifth-round pick. So a third, fourth, and sixth for Lattimore and a fifth.
Okay.
So a lot of draft compensation.
I'd be happy if
back.
I were a Saints fan.
Saints needed it. Yeah. Saints needed that in a big way. Another trade also being made. Pittsburgh has been stalking all the wide receivers that have been available for trade. They ultimately get their guy. I don't know if I love it necessarily. They get a guy. Fifth round pick is sent out, and they bring in Mike Williams from the New York Jets, a guy that you kind of saw on Thursday. You didn't really get that much burn, if we're going to be completely honest. It felt like they wanted a real top end wide receiver, and it felt like those guys went to all the other places besides Pittsburgh. They were even angling for Brandon Ayuk early in the season. I don't know how much I love Mike Williams as a guy, but hey.
I think they got another warm body, you know, and maybe it'll work a little bit.
There you go. And appreciate you all on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. Let us know. Raw ginger root would help. Best thing to take as soon as you feel it coming on is emergency. Someone said, you know, Texas can't, you can't, they can't confirm. Texas are generous with the liquor. So shout out to the Texans.
That's good. That raw ginger root, man. Woof.
It'll do something to you?
Man, it's strong. Okay. It's stronger than that drink I had last night.
All right. I'm going to see you about going and looking for that. While I do that, coming up next, time for college football on a Tuesday. Let's talk about all the movings and shakings of college football ahead of the first college football rankings of the season. We'll do that next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. It is John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and Reginald Atitula. Thank you for hanging out with us on this Tuesday. It's a deadline day in the NFL. Trade deadline day, that is. And we've been continuing to watch the space of the Houston Texans, although I don't know that anything will come of that watching, as you know, no restructuring of contracts yesterday. So the salary cap space remains at that $5.5 million. Not a lot to work with, but not nothing. We've seen players be traded today and over the last week or so, and only take fractions of $1 million up of salary cap space in those deals. So if the Texans really feel they need to make a move, they could. However, indications seem to lean towards the idea that they won't.
I'm almost kind of resigned already, even though they could surprise us. But yeah, based on what D'Amico said and, you know, what was reported, and not a lot of buzz or action that we're seeing, I'm kind of like, man, guess they're not going to make a deal.
from the 832, what the hell is Nick doing over there on Kirby, man? Standing pat and believing the roster construction that they have already, which a lot of the conversation, well, actually, we'll get to that here in a little bit.
Okay.
We only have so much time because we got to get to the CF boat.
CF boat, baby.
CF boat. College football on a Tuesday, that acronym. I only realized today comes out to CF boat, and that just made me smile for no reason because I think I'm a child. Maybe that's why.
I was thinking college football best of all time.
It's the college football of all time. Yeah. All right, so let's get into it. And obviously, we start with the game at which Jason Kelce was accosted. He was accosted twice. Once by a heckler, and also once before that by James Franklin doing the thing that he always does.
James, get your ass up. I'm ready for you now.
Here we go. We had to circle back around and make sure to talk about him because
it's been a couple days. About to whoop your ass.
When was the last time Penn State scored a meaningful offensive touchdown?
That's a good question.
Against Ohio State.
Oh, man.
Against Ohio State, their last meaningful touchdown was in 2022. Because last year, they lost 20-12, and they scored with like 8 seconds left just to get to 12. And their only touchdown this year was a defensive touchdown. That's bad.
Yeah, and
that's bad.
That is considering that they have a 5-star recruit quarterback in Drew Aller. This is year 2 for him, and they have one of the most widely appreciated tight ends in the league in Tyler Warren, who, mind you, when they are in the red zone late in this game and they need a touchdown, they go run, and on fourth down, then they pass not to Tyler Warren.
Not to him.
I just don't understand why Penn State is like this. And of course, as I say that with anger, I realize I just answered my question. Yeah. It's Penn State under James Franklin.
It is.
This is what he does in these big time moments. And it's kind of funny because this game kind of existed as a Spider-Man meme.
Yeah.
Where you have two dudes who seem to not win the big games pointing at each other, except one of them is at Ohio State where they always win this game at least.
They win this game. Now, James Franklin is 1-10. Against Ohio State and 1-13 against AP top five teams.
Those are the ones that you're supposed to be able to win if you want to get to the place that they want to, and he just does.
And you got to keep him. I mean, there's going to be some noise. You can't keep what? No, you got to keep him. Here's another one that's interesting to me.
He also does the stupid stuff where
what's your name?
What's your name?
Young man, what's your name?
Young man, what's your name?
It's nothing worse than a grown person. Hey, young man, what's your name?
He going to call his parents?
I'm not giving you my name.
Yeah.
that would be funny. I think that is a little more insidious. I feel like that name would have been passed to the AD, which would have been
banned him or something.
I think that's in place.
Like, why would I give you my name?
Yeah, we don't have parks and recreation classes this semester, but we can put you in organic chemistry.
Oh, you think it goes that far? Ooh.
That's like at a restaurant when somebody, hey, what's that? What's your name? I'm giving you a fake name.
Exactly.
Why would I give you my name?
This is an interesting one to me because Georgia probably going to be ranked number two tonight. Three?
I'm trying to think. Oregon's going to be
Oregon's
up there,
one.
Clearly.
Oregon's going to be one. I think Georgia might be number two.
I could see it.
Maybe three. But they are skating on very thin ice. Carson Beck, who some people said Heisman and all this other stuff, best quarterback in college football. That dude has committed at least two turnovers in three consecutive games. He threw three interceptions in this game. That's going to catch up to him, right?
Probably, but Georgia feels like it's still existing. They're finding a little bit more of the Georgia that they're supposed to be. I don't believe them to be like runaway best in the SEC by any means. Mm-hmm. And so this is for what the new Georgia is taking over after Alabama as being like the big dog, pun intended, in the sport. Mm-hmm. This feels like a down year, which is a weird thing to say, but I think you understand what I mean.
They're relying on five-star athletes everywhere else. And they're winning because of their defense. But they do play Ole Miss on Saturday. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, because if there's someone who is aptly named, it is Jackson Dart. He's mm-hmm. really fun in that Lane Kiffin offense. Ole Miss exists, I think, only to be a stumbling block to really good teams right now. Mm-hmm. And so, hey, Georgia, you could be a stumbling block there. You said Georgia probably two. I do wonder if maybe Texas gets that.
Maybe Texas.
But regardless, we'll see.
But
how
they got
that
the
goes.
L to Georgia.
Some more college football on a Tuesday. I want to do this because I'd be remiss if I don't get it in before mm-hmm. we get to that place. And of course, as I looked for the box score, I forgot it. So forget it. I'll circle back around to it.
Okay. Well, what did I tell you about Louisville? When we were talking about college football on Friday.
Yeah.
Might be a little trouble for Clemson. Clemson is a really good team, but they're...
Are they? Are you sure?
I think they're good.
Okay.
They're really good. They're very good. I mean, they're blowing out teams that are clearly, don't have the... They can't match up with them physically, but they got blown out by Georgia early and got worked by Louisville.
In between it, it's just like one of those games where you're like, maybe Cade Klubnik has figured it out, or not mm-hmm. just Klubnik, but Clemson in general. I guess not. Cade Klubnik threw the ball 56 mm-hmm. times mm-hmm. in this game. It's one of those games that is a box score anomaly, this game between Louisville and Clemson, because there's not really a good reason as to why it is such a wild disparity in a 33-21 victory. Right. Clemson had the ball 15 minutes longer when it comes to possession. Literally zero turnovers for both teams. Like, you're like, where did all of this come from?
They were just manhandling them in the run game.
Clemson outscored Louisville, or not outscored, outpaced them. Like, mm-hmm. when it came to yards, passing, running, when they did get run the ball, they ran for 7.8.
Yeah, I was Louisville. Just going to say, 8 yards a carry will do it. They got worked. They got physically worked by the offensive line and the running game. Of Louisville. You got yours yet?
Oh, yes. It is the Ashton Ginty update, which I'm always good for because that man is a fantastic player. 149 yards, 2 touchdowns on 31 carries.
Him or Cam Ward?
I feel like it probably goes to Cam. Mm-hmm. Or actually, you say him or Cam Ward. Are we forgetting Travis Hunter, who's continuing to play both ways? Like, that is just a him fantastic too. Piece. And then I guess,
I think it's those two guys, though.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Travis. I don't want to forget Travis Hunter in this space.
I don't either.
I think it's those three. And then Dylan Gabriel, I guess you can come along with the conversation. But, yeah, you're not going to win this. Speaking of Cam Ward, Cam Ward apparently did the thing again. He put the team on his back. The University of Miami, and stopped the funniest thing from happening. Did you realize that this was possibly the funniest thing ever that could have happened?
What's that?
Manny Diaz, who was the head coach at Duke, took his Duke Blue Devils to face off against Miami, and if they had won, he would have avenged the time that he was the head coach of Miami, and they fired him unceremoniously as he was recruiting for Miami.
Yeah, yeah, and they were in trouble for a while, and then they weren't. In trouble for a while. Speaking of anomalies. This was just a funny little quirk for me. So Hugh Freeze, obviously the head coach at Auburn for now. So Hugh Freeze has lost to Diego Pavia 3 straight years.
That is correct.
That's unbelievable. When he was at Liberty, he lost to Pavia because they lost to New Mexico State and he was a quarterback there. Mm-hmm. Then he goes to Auburn. New Mexico State goes to Auburn. Beats his ass.
Correct.
Now he's quarterbacking Vanderbilt. They go to Auburn, beat his ass.
And now Vanderbilt,
he lost to Pavia 3 straight years.
It is beautiful. I love to see it personally.
Yeah.
Because Hugh Freeze is an unserious human being. Mm-hmm. But then also, what this is Vanderbilt having one of these weirdly really good years. Vandy beating Auburn and Alabama in the same year for the first time since 1955, if I remember correctly.
Good gracious.
Vandy just having one of those years, guys. Mm-hmm. Like, congratulations. Welcome. Diego Pavia, one of the really fun guys involved in college football as well. And so I enjoy that for him. And then I also enjoy it for me because look at Hugh Freeze being bad.
Yeah, and I won't, dodge the Aggies in this segment.
Yes.
What an atmosphere. I don't know how much of that game you watched, but Williams-Bryce Stadium. Night games in South Carolina. They are different, man. They
different
are
and dangerous.
Different and dangerous. Shane Beamer's now 14-3 at night at home. Pretty good game for a while, but then they started working the running game and just hitting the Aggies on the edges, and that was that. But five teams in the SEC are tied with one loss. So it's going to be a pretty interesting end in the SEC.
And the only other game that we were looking at as like a real marquee game in some ways was the one that was going to help take one of the undefeateds in the SEC away. And we thought, hey, it's going to be a nice matchup as Pitt makes their way to Dallas to face off against SMU. Oh, no, it wasn't all that interesting. SMU handled business. Like, this feels like want to on display. That's a program that obviously they got the death penalty because of the excessive amounts of want to that program has. They have brought it back now that they're in the power program.
It's going to be them in Miami.
Very well might be.
Yeah, they were up 31-3 at the half.
Yeah.
And last thing. Just because, and we'll be rubbing it in or talking about it with Adam Spillane tomorrow.
How do you rub good things in somebody's face?
Because he just hates good things. He does not want to be happy.
We made it. We made it, ladies and gentlemen.
He does not want to be happy.
9 Windiana is official. It's the first time in literal decades that they've won 9 wins, and now they still have the opportunity to go further. Could it be a 10, 11, 12 Windiana?
I'm telling you.
He's going to come in like, it's not going to last.
They still got to play Ohio State. Look, here's what I wanted to mention. Indiana, to me, and I've been sort of in on them just because I thought they were a cute little story. You know, underdog, never really been.
Good.
They're really good.
They're really good.
I take it a step further. I'm a little nervous about them playing Ohio State, man.
Because here's the thing that they do. They score points.
47. Yeah, I don't know if blowing people out, man.
Like, hey, you can get the ball to Quinson Judkins, but you're going to need Will Howard to also be on his P's and Q's, and I don't know if I love that.
I am not confident,
I thought this Indiana story was like a March Madness team that wins the first 2 games, and then that's that. You know, like they get to the Sweet 16, and that's that. Nah, man. They're like good.
And I won't even feel shame if they lose to Ohio State. I'll be like, man, that's the better team.
So shout out to 9 Windiana, soon to hopefully be maybe 10, 11, 12 Windiana as well. But that's CF Boat, college football on a Tuesday. Appreciate you hanging out with us in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's return to your Texas. D'Amico Ryans, according to Lopez, didn't have a very good day when it came to us addressing the media. But I found some things really interesting in the coach's show. So let's revisit some of the things that D'Amico Ryans said yesterday. We'll do that next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.